The news was published on Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I am Mary. So, have you heard about Samsung's latest phone? It's called the Galaxy S24 FE, and let me tell you, it's got people talking. Now, I'm not one to get all giddy over gadgets, but this one's caught my eye. Why? Well, it's like getting a taste of the high life without emptying your wallet. Picture this. You're scrolling through your socials, watching videos, maybe playing a game or two. Now, imagine doing all that on a screen that's practically the size of a small tablet. That's what you get with the S24 FE's 6.7-inch display. And it's not just big, it's smooth as butter with that 120Hz refresh rate. It's the kind of screen that makes you wonder how you ever lived with anything less. But here's the kicker. This phone isn't just about the fancy screen. Samsung's packed it with almost all the bells and whistles you'd find in their top-tier phones. You know those AI features that everyone's buzzing about? Yeah, they're all here. It's like Samsung decided to throw a party and invited all their cool tech friends, but kept the cover charge reasonable. You know, looking at this Galaxy S24 FE, I can't help but be reminded of Google's old Nexus line from way back in the early 2010s. Man, those were the days. Google was really shaking things up, offering these killer phones with top-notch specs, but at prices that wouldn't make your wallet cry. It was like they were on a mission to prove you didn't need to sell a kidney to get a great smartphone experience. Take the Nexus 4 from 2012, for instance. That bad boy had a quad-core processor, 2GB of RAM, and a 4.7-inch HD display. All cutting-edge stuff at the time. And the price? A cool $2,999 for the base model. People were losing their minds. It was like getting a Ferrari for the price of a Honda. Fast forward to the Nexus 5 in 2013, and Google was still keeping that flagship killer energy going strong. You got a top-of-the-line Snapdragon 800 chip, a crisp 1080p display, and even wireless charging, all for just $349. It was crazy value, and tech enthusiasts were eating it up. But here's the thing. The Nexus line wasn't just about raw specs for cheap. Google was using these phones to showcase pure, unadulterated Android. No bloatware, no weird manufacturer skins, just the Android experience as Google intended. And they were first in line for updates, which was a big deal back when most Android phones were lucky to see one major update in their lifetime. Now looking at this Galaxy S24 FE, I'm getting those same vibes. Samsung's taken a page out of that old Nexus playbook. They're giving us a phone that's got most of the bells and whistles of their top-tier flagships, but at a price that's way more palatable. It's like they're saying, hey, you don't need to drop a grand to get a great Samsung experience. But let's talk about that telephoto camera for a second, because that's where things get really interesting. Having a dedicated zoom lens on a sub-$700 phone, that's not something you see every day. It actually reminds me of another pivotal moment in smartphone history, the launch of the iPhone 11 Pro back in 2019. Now I know what you're thinking. Mary, the iPhone 11 Pro was way more expensive than this Galaxy S24 FE. And you're absolutely right. But hear me out, because there's a connection here that's pretty fascinating. See, when Apple dropped the iPhone 11 Pro with its triple camera setup, it was a big deal. Sure, some Android phones had been rocking multiple cameras for a while, but Apple's move really cemented the idea that a Pro phone needed to have that versatile camera array, wide, ultra-wide, and telephoto. It was like Apple gave the industry permission to go all in on multiple cameras. Suddenly, having that telephoto zoom wasn't just a nice-to-have feature. It became something consumers expected on a high-end device. And the results spoke for themselves. Those 11 Pro cameras were seriously impressive, especially that 2x telephoto that let you get nice and close without losing quality. As the smartphone market continues to evolve, we're likely to see a trend towards more flagship-light devices like the S24 FE. It's a smart move by manufacturers to cater to folks who want high-end features without the eye-watering price tags of top-tier phones. Think about it, not everyone needs or wants to drop a grand on a phone, but plenty of people still crave those premium touches. It's like getting the fancy restaurant experience, but ordering from the lunch menu instead of splurging on the dinner prefix. This approach could really shake things up in the mid-range market. We might see more brands following Samsung's lead, offering devices that pack in most of the bells and whistles of their pricier siblings, just with a few strategic compromises to keep costs down. It's a delicate balancing act, but one that could pay off big time if done right. The inclusion of AI features in these mid-range devices is particularly interesting. It's like smartphones are entering their own little AI arms race, with each brand trying to outdo the others with clever AI tricks. This could be a game changer for the mid-range market. Suddenly, it's not just about hardware specs. Software capabilities could become a major selling point. Imagine being able to get those fancy AI photo editing tools or smart assistant features without having to shell out for the absolute top-of-the-line model. It's like democratizing the cutting edge of tech. This AI push could lead to some fascinating developments. We might see companies getting really creative with how they implement AI features to stand out from the crowd. Maybe one brand will focus on AI-powered battery optimization, while another goes all in on AI camera enhancements. The possibilities are pretty exciting, and it could mean that mid-range phones become a lot more capable and feature-rich than we're used to. As for cameras, well, the S24 FE's inclusion of a telephoto lens could be the start of a new trend. If it proves popular, and let's face it, people love a good zoom, we might see other manufacturers following suit. Suddenly, having a decent telephoto lens might become the new standard for mid-range phones, not just a premium feature. It's like when smartphones first started getting multiple cameras. It quickly went from a novelty to something everyone expected. This could have a ripple effect across the industry. As mid-range phones get better cameras, the high-end models will need to push even further to justify their price tags. We might see some serious innovation in smartphone photography as a result. Maybe we'll get even better low-light performance or more advanced computational photography tricks. The gap between phone cameras and dedicated cameras could narrow even further. All of this competition and innovation in the mid-range space is great news for consumers. It means we're likely to get more bang for our buck, with features that were once reserved for flagship phones trickling down to more affordable devices. It's like the smartphone market is maturing, focusing less on raw specs and more on delivering a great overall experience at various price points. Of course, this is all speculation based on current trends. The tech world moves fast, and something could come along to completely upend these predictions. But for now, it looks like the era of the flagship light phone might be here to stay, and that could mean some exciting times ahead for smartphone enthusiasts who don't want to break the bank.